I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. A little Rockets talk. The Rockets and John Wall are they're no longer a couple. They were on Facebook as It's Complicated for a while, but now they've broken up. So they're no longer a couple, and the Rockets are paying John Wall about $41 million to leave, to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone now.
That's got to be hard.
For who?
You know, to come in and make $80 million or so over a couple of years.
Yeah.
And not play for the team that's paying you the $80 million. That's tough.
To be completely fair to John Wall, he did play 40 games the first year he was here.
Yeah,
and he played well. He was a 20-9 guy, 20 points a game, 9 assists, and he was a good guy behind the scenes too. Mentored the younger players, things like that. Then when they got really really young in 2021-2022, when they got really young this past season, he still showed up at the building and practiced and lifted weights most of the time till he went back to Miami. But he didn't make a big stink. I wouldn't either if someone was paying me $44 million to not make a big stink. I would probably abide by that. So he got paid $44 million to do nothing last year, and now he's getting paid about $41 million to go away.
To go away, right.
Yeah.
But he'll still be playing. I guess he'll be playing basketball, just not for the Rockets.
Not for the Rockets, yeah. He's going to play for the Clippers, evidently.
But that part of it, yeah, the it's amazing. It really is amazing, like how this just flies under the radar in the NBA. Whereas in football, like we're irate that Deshaun wasn't playing for $15 million, and it was obviously for completely different circumstances. I'm not trying to lump John Wall into that whole situation. And I guess the other difference with John Wall was, unlike another player who might be holding out or something, this was mutually advantageous for both the Rockets and John Wall.
Yeah.
You know, like if anything, if John Wall wanted to be a thorn in the Rockets' side in this situation, he could have threatened to play last year.
Right.
He should have insisted. If he wanted to insist, like, this is bogus, I demand to play, they would have said, like, look, we're trying to develop some younger guys.
Exactly.
Get a lottery pick here at John Wall.
Yeah.
Ixnay on the A play.
You're right. Yeah. Right. So John Wall, Seth, when you think about this, I started thinking about this yesterday when this was announced last night. And someone asked us on the text page, what does that do to the Rockets' salary cap? It just means that John Wall goes away and he counts $41 million on this year's cap. Like, that's all it means. And it means they didn't trade him for contracts that are going to be on the books next year. That's the other thing. People are like, well, why didn't they trade John Wall? If he had value, why didn't they move him? Because whoever you're trading him to, you got to match the contract amounts up within like 15 or 20%, which means for most teams, you're going to be taking back bad contracts or longer contracts. The Rockets want pretty much just clean books. They want a bunch of dudes that are still on their rookie deals and a bleep ton of cap space for next year. Seth, how about these numbers if you're a Houston sports fan? If you're a Houston sports fan that gets triggered easily by athlete salaries in 2022, then earmuffs. John Wall, as we just mentioned, paid $85 million to do nothing for the Rockets last year and this coming season. $85 million. That's the most. So I'll say this. It gets better from here. Now, again, different circumstances, like you said. I'm just pointing out the wasted dollars. I'm not pointing out how we got here.
I'll point out that if J.J. Watt had stuck around, maybe he could have raised that money on a GoFundMe site or whichever. What app was he using during Harvey?
Oh, I forget. It wasn't GoFundMe. It was a different one.
It was a different one, yeah. But it was that's about how much he raised. He could have done that for John Wall.
He could have. A John Wall GoFundMe for the Rockets. For Tillman Fertitta, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander, $66 million for one start over 2020 and 2021.
For the one start, that's right, because he
start at the beginning of the COVID season.
That one doesn't feel like, because for one, it wasn't a full two seasons. So technically, it should be worse.
You're right,
because it was $66 million for one game in 1.5 seasons.
So $66 million. So if he's making $33 million a year, they played about call it a third of a season in the COVID year.
Yeah, and he didn't get paid. He got paid a prorated amount.
Amount. So a third of 30. So he probably made about $44 million total.
Yeah.
Still.
That wasn't even the point I was originally trying to make. So then, but I'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't $66 million.
Right.
So Deshaun Watson, it was a measly $10.5
million. $10.5, what's everybody got their panties in a wad for? It's just $10.5 million for him to holler at the media for filming him at practice and, you know, kind of trying to walk in disguise each day with his hoodie pulled up over his head.
$10.5 million, that's how much I pay. That's how much I paid for my no-shows on the new Greenway project. Plaza project.
These are no-show jobs.
We carved in $10.5 million for no-shows.
Okay, so if we were translating these into mob, like kind of a souped up or trumped up mob jobs that they give to guys, there's the no-show and the no-work. The no-show is you get paid for not even having to show up at the job site.
Right.
The no-work is you show up, but you're basically sitting there eating donuts the whole time. I would say Justin Verlander was a no-show because he was not – remember, he was not here doing his rehab. So he was a no-show.
Yeah.
I would say Deshaun was a combination of a no-show and a no-work. He was no-work for a while. He was at training camp, and then he wasn't all of a sudden.
Deshaun was I think Deshaun was the closest equivalent to him was somebody who's getting paid to keep his mouth shut, which the mob doesn't. You know, sometimes they'll do that instead of just offing you. Sometimes it pays just to, you know, like, all right, we're not going to off you. We'll pay you to – we're going to give you a piece of this contract just so you to be quiet.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
That's true. Right. Right. I'll give you the casino over the Bloomfield Ave hardware store if you just shut up.
So John Wall wasn't a what's it called when you show up but don't work?
No work.
A no work.
Yeah.
It wasn't a no work because of the amount. It was he was the refuse commissioner. He was like he was the recycling commissioner that didn't actually know anything about recycling or something. So he basically was in charge of he had that title so he could collect the salary and get his health insurance.
Right.
And other than that, just collect it. But like there was nothing on his computer. The desk drawers were empty, all of that.
He was like Tony Soprano at Barone Sanitation.
Sanitation, that's the word I was looking for.
Barone Sanitation. Yeah. Tony had an office there. At one point when the feds were kind of amping up the heat on him, Tony's lawyer said, you know what? Might be a good idea to just show up at Barone Sanitation once a week, just for appearances. Yeah. So remember, Tony shows up, and he sits there in that room putting the football squares together for the office. That was his job. He's got a ruler out, and he's making the squares. And he
entertained the secretary in conversation, et cetera. Yeah.
Et cetera. Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of money, dude. For Houston teams to be spending on dudes to do nothing, for no shows and no work job. And, hey, do we want to lump Laremy Tunsil in for the prorated portion of what he made last year for the 4 or 5 games where it looked like he could have played?
That was no, because I think that was at least a little bit more conventional. And so was Justin Verlander's. Verlander's was conventional. It was the unfortunate problem that in baseball, a Tommy John is an 18-month recovery.
Yeah.
So because of the timing of it, because of the timing of it, and like I'll remind you, Sean, if he had gotten that injury in late July or August, was it late July of a normal year?
Yeah, it was
late
July.
Would have already played more than half the season.
Yeah.
So him missing that whole season was in a 66-game season. So that's not quite fair.
Yeah. No, it's a sunken cost, though, is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, but I would say that both in the instance of John Wall and Justin Verlander, it was money well spent because Verlander, look. Obviously you didn't have his services in the playoffs. Nothing you can do about that, but would he have stuck around if he had just maybe you could buy him out and he went off and rehabbed on his own? I think he would have been less likely to stick around for this year. And this is a much different team without Justin Verlander pitching the way he's pitched in the first half.
The other thing I heard about Verlander, Seth, is I believe insurance picked up a decent chunk of his.
Oh, like the team had insurance?
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Oh,
I've heard that.
I didn't know teams did it.
Yeah.
I know players did it. That makes sense that teams would have a certain amount of insurance.
For injuries
on a
like that. Yeah, yeah. That's
the thing about those insurance policies, they're expensive. When people say, like, well,
sure,
why don't you just get an insurance policy? Because like Lloyd's of London knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
They know that athletes do get injured. So it's not some simple – it's not one of these things where you're buying a life insurance policy at the age of 19.
Right.
You're paying a hefty premium.
No doubt. No doubt.
Who was it that had pandemic insurance? That was the one of the sports leagues had pandemic insurance, and they looked super smart for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was either the PGA or somebody else. Like, and it, I want to say maybe it was the NBA. One of the leagues had done it, and another league had let it lapse. But it looked like one of those expenses that, you know, probably Jim in risk management had been recommending this every year, and people got sick of it, and then all of a sudden a pandemic hits.
It was the Open and Wimbledon. It was the British sports.
Yeah.
They had pandemic insurance.
Yeah.
That was smart.
It was smart.
It was a good move.
Sometimes every now and then, like,
you don't want to give the British credit, do you? I can tell.
Well,
right,
not really.
You're still sore about the 1700s and taxation.
They botched,
without,
yeah, how their insurance policies pay out on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what I thought. So, I caught myself doing this. I had to collect on a home insurance policy a couple years ago, and because we had some water damage, mm-hmm, and I was like, man, it was weird. I had like almost some kind of like guilt, like where I felt like I was screwing over the insurance company, even though it was perfectly valid.
Yeah.
It's just some inborn, stupid middle child guilt I had. And then my friend reminded me, like, Seth, this is the first time that you've ever used your home insurance policy. You've been paying home insurance premiums for 25 years.
Yeah.
They're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're not a bad risk all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They've done pretty well. Don't worry about the and whatever you do, don't feel like you're getting one over on the insurance company this year. Like, yeah, they've done very well by you.
Is there any sort of insurer that you've had where you've gotten over on them in some way if you do
God,
the balance
no.
sheet?
Yeah. No, I'm a safe driver, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, early on, I got a lot of car crashes.
Yeah.
But I think my mom took the brunt of that more than me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Have you gotten over it? Like, have you made out well? Like, you bought a policy and then the next day that you, like, had to use it?
Yes. Two things. One, a few years ago when our company started offering pet insurance.
Yeah.
Amy and I had a dog. Dog's no longer with us, but the dog had had a couple of surgeries like back in like 2018 or 2017. So I got the pet insurance. It was like $10 a pay period. It was nothing. She ended up getting another injury and we got paid off on that pet insurance. We got like $8,000 back on a procedure that she had. Yeah, I had paid maybe like $200 in premiums and we got like $8,000 back. So that was number one. Number two was the health insurance that I had through my company when James and Judy were born.
Mm-hmm.
They were 9 weeks premature. They were in the NICU for 7 weeks.
Oh, wow. Good job, James and Judy, putting one over on the insurance
company.
Dude,
I was working for a startup at the time. We had like 30 employees. We had to change insurance providers because of my kids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The bills were that high. It was we were a small company and the bills were that high.
Oh, that's a scary, man.
It was worth it. They both wound up as being pretty good human beings. I would say it was a good investment by Aetna back then.
But, you should write Aetna a letter.
Hey.
Send pictures of them.
Yeah.
Don't, because then, you know what? You probably signed a form sometime somewhere saying that they could use your name and image, and they'll run this huge ad campaign. Aetna, preserving human, preserving American families since...
They pay me for it. They can do whatever the hell they want with the pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday here.
Weeks premature?
9.
My God.
Yeah. 3 pounds.
9 years.
3 pounds for.
Or not, excuse me, 9 months.
Three,
or 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Would have been. 3 pounds, 4 ounces, 2 pounds, 8 ounces.
2 pounds, what ounces?
8. That was James.
Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, he was like a potato. He was tiny. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. It was stressful.
That's amazing.
So stressful that I fainted. Remember, Seth? I got wheeled out of the waiting room.
Painted in front of your in-laws.
In front of my in-laws. They wheeled me out in a wheelchair.
Don't worry. Combined, they still weigh less than a normal child. It couldn't be that big a deal. Oh. This will be an easy upbringing.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, it was something else.
I always figured, like, my brother was premature, and he had a fall birthday, which I felt screwed him in athletics because he was really, like, he was a year ahead of where he should have been.
Yeah,
your birthday should be your normal due date.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel
because he should have had, like, a late fall birthday, which would have pushed him into the next year.
He'd have been the big kid among the next group of kids. What might Deshaun Watson's defense team here for this disciplinary hearing, what might their defense center around? A legal expert weighs in on that next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. So the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearing is underway. Seth, Andrew Brandt, who is a former agent, former front office employee, believe has a
for
law
the
background.
Packers.
Yeah, for the Packers.
He was with the Packers for a long time.
Yep. And he's represented players. This was his contention earlier this morning. There are a lot of legal experts and NFL experts kind of previewing this thing with Deshaun Watson in the NFL today. He says, in the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearing, my sense is Watson's counsel will not only bring up behavior of certain owners, but acquiescence of the Texans regarding Watson's behavior, which, of course, is the crux of the lawsuit that Tony Busby filed yesterday. This is Brandt finishing up here.
So and he's saying Watson's attorneys will bring that up?
He is saying, yes, that let me read it again.
Okay.
In the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearing, my sense is Watson's counsel will not only bring up behavior of certain owners, but acquiescence of the Texans regarding Watson's behavior. Okay. Representing Watson is Jeffrey Kessler, longtime thorn in management side. He will hold no punches. So Brandt is saying that, hey, man, the Texans, basically saying the Texans enabling Watson is in some ways a defense of Watson?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be an interesting approach. I don't quite get that. Is Deshaun's defense going to be, hey, I did it, but you guys didn't stop me? I don't know. I'm going to have to hear more about that from Andrew Brandt, exactly what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. The owner's thing is interesting, and that's something that we've heard brought up several times over the last few weeks, especially as Daniel Snyder has become more and more part of the news. Like, you look at the two top news stories on ESPN's NFL page, and number one is Daniel Snyder, number two is Deshaun Watson.
It's funny, too, because at times we've been wondering, like, wow, it seems like the NFL national media is really keeping this Deshaun Watson story at a distance, and they only talk about when they have to. And I feel that way still about the fact that the Texans were named in this lawsuit yesterday? There really wasn't a lot of ink spent on that particular story. And I think it's because the on that side of it, the teams getting sued side of it, you already have the Brian Flores lawsuit, which involves multiple teams, including the Texans. You have what's going on in Washington, which also gets kind of complex and convoluted. And there's just there's a lot of annoying legal stuff to keep track of. It reminds me back, and it feels like a little bit of a throwback to like 5, 6, 7 years ago when remember there were a couple off seasons there was nothing but legal stuff all off season.
Yes,
long, back when between Ray Rice and a few of those other incidents. So I guess that I give the national media a bit of a pass because this stuff gets all very overwhelming at a while at a time when there's multiple court cases going on.
Yeah, the NFL has stuff going on with 1/8 of its owners, at least 1/8 of its owner constituency right now. Maybe more if you count the Brian Flores lawsuit, because you've got Daniel Snyder, who's probably front and center with all the drama among owners. Jerry yeah. Jones has the issues with his former PR director, who is accused of having filmed cheerleaders secretively.
Without their knowledge.
Without their knowledge.
In the locker room.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It wasn't a camcorder like, hey.
It was, yeah, it wasn't like him here. Sitting up in the stands, yeah. You know, stealing their routine to shift yeah. to the competition or anything.
Thank
yeah.
you for clarifying. Yeah. Mark Davis, he fired the president of his team because the president of his team brought forth what he thought was a, you know, toxic. He brought forth accusations of a toxic work environment. Stephen Ross in Miami has the Brian Flores lawsuit and the accusations that he was tanking games.
There's six teams involved in the Brian Flores lawsuit when the lawsuit's alleging unfair hiring practices. There's the Dolphins in that, the Texans, the Giants, the Broncos, the Cardinals, and the Titans all in that.
Like, well, the Cardinals and Titans got added, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right, because there were two more plaintiffs. It's Brian Flores, and yeah, there were two more plaintiffs accusing, one each, accusing the Cardinals and the Titans. So yeah, yeah, six teams now, huh? Wow. It's like a quarter of the league has their general counsel on speed dial.
I'm going to tell you, honestly, Sean,
yeah.
When I become a billionaire, which we're on schedule
any
for
minute
that,
now, yeah.
trust me. As long as my projections are correct, and we know that they are. When I become a billionaire, I will not be buying a sports team. I do not need
or a steakhouse.
Like I don't need these headaches, man. Like why I like if I'm a billionaire, I'm gonna wanna just enjoy my money, my minions, my relative immunity from all laws of the land, as long as I'm not like why would you bother being a billionaire if you can't buy your way out of stuff? And all that being a billionaire owner of an NFL team does is bring all kinds of scrutiny to the point where people are like, hey, wait a second. I'm going to dig into this here matter. And I'm like, can't I pay you to not dig into that? And they're like, no, no, you can't. I am the fun police.
That's
so, yeah, I'm going to take my billions and I'm just going to buy a couple office buildings or
yeah.
something and rent them out, you know? And yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not going to own a sports team.
Dude.
What I need, my ego stroked? It's too big already.
Parking garages. That's the business. I'm just yeah. providing space for you to put your car. That's it. And with all sorts of disclaimers tattooed all over the walls about, hey, you leave stuff in there, it's your fault if people break into your car. That's the business to be in right there.
I think what's the best business to be in if you're a billionaire? Where it's like you're not, where you're, it's an actual business. You're not just a passive investor.
Parking lots. I'm telling you.
Yeah. There's all kinds of liability there and everything.
Really?
I think you got to be maintenance expenses. I think land yeah. lease. Landowner is the deal where you're just doing land leases, where yeah. all you're doing is you got your insurance taking care of everything else, but you're not there. You're triple net leases. The tenant's responsible for the taxes, the maintenance, all that stuff. That's my thing when I'm a billionaire.
760 texts in. Worst case scenario for the Texans, could they lose draft picks, particularly first round picks? Just asking. I think it's way too early to know what a punishment could be, or if the Texans are even getting punished in all this.
Well, okay, so yeah, so this, because we haven't even actually brought up the topic of the Texans in this. We've been talking about Deshaun here.
Deshaun
we've been talking
here,
about
yeah.
the actual Texans getting sued through
not in by this segment,
the massage therapist yet. Right. So I assume. I assume the texter is asking about the Texans getting sued by the massage therapist.
Correct.
For them enabling, allegedly enabling Deshaun's behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, we are way, way early in the process here. And, like, so far, from what I've seen in the lawsuit, it's really not clear. Like, there's nothing in here that I, as a layperson, say, like, oh, well, it's obvious that the Texans either did this or even if they did it, that they would get punished for that. So, there's like, we need more details about that. And I'm not just trying to protect the Texans or anything. If a lot of this stuff, if everything Busby alleges could be going on here with the Texans is true, then yeah, the Texans would probably be in some hot water. It's just, I don't feel like there's as strong a connection, here as there was obviously with Deshaun.
Ross Tucker has a take on the Browns, given what Deshaun Watson's punishment might be. I want to bounce this off Seth and see if he thinks Ross Tucker is on target with this. Ross Tucker, friend of the show. We'll do that. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, find out what they got going on their show. We'll do that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll find out what the fellas got going on In the Loop in just a few minutes. John Lopez and Landry Locker. The NFL, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, tweeted this a little earlier. Said the NFL reportedly pushing for indefinite suspension of at least one full season of Watson makes you think he's getting at least 8 to 10 games. And I think that's a fair take. No Watson for that many games, plus him coming in late with so much missed time equals Browns 2022 season, probably a lost cause either way, right? This is the follow-up, Seth. This is a follow-up tweet from Ross from this morning. I'm curious if you agree with this. We know that the Browns play four pretty easy games right out of the chute, relatively speaking. Browns might be favored in their first four games, even with Brissett as their quarterback, which is wild to think, but still hard to picture them better than 4-6 if Watson is out for 10 games. Watson would have to really hit ground running for a playoff berth in a loaded AFC, which seems unlikely after historically long layoff. Is there a length of suspension that doesn't torpedo the Browns season that you think is in the realm of possibility? Like, 6, I think we all feel like is maybe the minimum in this thing. Six games, I feel like I said this a month ago or 2 months ago. I said, if I were a Browns fan and someone walked up to me and said, I'll hand you a piece of paper and the Browns sign up for a 6-game suspension for Deshaun Watson right now, what would you do? And I said, that was when we knew what the schedule was going to be. I said, I would sign it because I think you can win all 6 of those games with Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback. And then you're done with it with this, you know, Deshaun's done. He's got his suspension over and you move on and there's still enough of the season left for Deshaun to really establish himself as an elite quarterback once again.
Yeah, I think that you look at any season, like the Patriots, when Tom Brady missed 4 games and they go 2-2. If you go 500, if you can go 500, which Jacoby Brissett is that type of a quarterback, like he can come in and maybe get you a 500 record. Like he's not the guy that you want to be the starter, but that's what you have when you're on a roster like that. Like you can get you a 500 record on a good roster. So then when your guy comes in, it's just a matter of, okay, can you get a winning record stacked on top of that 500 record? And lo and behold, you're a playoff team. So yeah, 6 games would make sense. Now, and when I say a quarterback can come in and have a 500 record, that's easier to do when it's six games or less.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier when it's four games or less. After about four games, it feels like that's when the league starts to catch up to what a guy can and can't do on that offense. So six games, because of that, I would say six games is probably the max. And then at eight games, it gets dicier and dicier and less likely. Plus, yeah. You know, we've talked about before, in a Kyle Shanahan-type offense, or I see what a jerk I am, in a Gary Kubiak slash Mike Shanahan type of offense, which this is, a lot of times quarterbacks don't really grasp it and get it until the second year. Matt Ryan's MVP season was in a second season after he and Kyle Shanahan had to get together after the first season and get on the same page because things had gone so awkwardly, I guess, I don't think you can forecast greatness for Deshaun this year, but much like it was for Aaron Rodgers in a similar type of offense or Matt Ryan, year two is when the magic starts.
713-560. Busby must have a strong case against the Texans. Why would he waste his time if he didn't?
Because the Texans don't want to waste their time either.
Yeah.
So
you might get something out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You threaten a huge company with, like, welcome to America. You threaten a huge company with a lawsuit. The huge company decides whether they want to deal with it or not. That even if they feel like, this is the thing about huge corporations. Even though the people at the top of huge corporations have lots of ego and pride, the way the huge corporation operates when it comes to legal stuff like this is very much just a financial proposition of like, all right, listen, it's going to cost us X amount of dollars to fight this thing in court, even though we think it's bogus. Like if hypothetically the Texans thought it's bogus, how much are you willing to settle for? And we don't think we're setting a precedent where we're going to be all of a sudden exposed to a whole bunch of other people because this is a pretty unique situation. Okay, we'll settle.
Yeah.
And so that's why a guy like Busby, if it weren't, let's say in a situation hypothetically where he doesn't have a strong case, that's why a guy like Busby might feel like he has enough to at least make it not, it's not a frivolous lawsuit or what have you, that, yeah, you go ahead and see what you can do.
Busby puts forth a case in that lawsuit that he filed yesterday, Seth, where at the very least, there's a lot of questions, I'm guessing, being asked internally over at NRG Stadium today, if not having already been asked, knowing that Busby was threatening with lawsuits a few weeks ago. But I'm with you. You and I talked about this earlier in the show. This isn't even me saying the Texans are liable or did the things that Busby is accusing them of doing or really accusing them of having not done. Right, he's really accusing them of having not done certain things to prevent the accused behavior of Deshaun Watson. I think there's a much, much better chance that there's a settlement with the Texans, that the Texans are quicker to settle than Deshaun Watson was to settle with his accusers, you know?
Yeah.
Because of the nature, like you said, the nature of the battle. It's a big corporation that would look at a price tag on this and go, okay, we need to move on to bigger and better things here.
And I don't think, I mean, now it's not, and I don't mean to make it sound like they don't care at all about whether it, if, you know, how it affects their reputation or anything. It's just that I do think that the companies and their legal counsel tend to be more pragmatic about it because it's not like one individual. If it was, you know, if somehow it rose all the way up the chain to ownership, then that's a different story because then it's the owner clearing his good name or not. So far in these allegations, we really haven't seen, we haven't even seen a specific allegation that any of the higher ups in the Texans knew of anything, only that Busby suspects that certain information was told to Texans and certain Texans employees. Until I see more, I don't quite know exactly where the smoke is.
The only mention of anybody above a director level with the Texans is Jack Easterby being involved in the Houstonian membership for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and that in and of itself, I would never raise eyebrows. I don't think that's the thing. When people say, well, it's weird that he would be starting, helping him get that membership, I think that as far as getting a membership at a really nice Houston spot, which honestly, that's the kind of thing where, like, In a normal world, you'd actually be hoping that that's what your star quarterback wants to do with his time,
right,
is hang out at the Usoni, which has a really nice outdoor pool,
yeah,
which has an awesome fitness facility and everything.
Theoretically, a place where you really can't get into trouble.
Yeah, theoretically, right. Like, but they have an age limit for an age requirement to be a member. So if Deshaun expressed interest in it, I think that, yeah, most team presidents or VPs or what have you would probably say, yeah, sure, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
You're my star quarterback,
right,
but I'm paying over $100 million anyway. Yeah, I'll
Bingo.
Help you with that.
Bingo. You know,
if a practice squad guy asks it, they'll be like, all right, just
who
get back
you?
To the gym, little fella.
Yeah, who are you again?
So that's where, unless there's news that somehow Easterby knew of all this other stuff and that that's what was going on allegedly at the Houstonian, then I don't quite see where there's anything scandalous in and of itself there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm not saying that it couldn't have happened. It's just so far in the details shown to me, I don't quite see where the huge scandal is. But of course, obviously more information could come out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is my feeling on the lawsuit. It feels to me like, Seth, of the parties that are named in the lawsuit, the ones that allegedly knew of what they themselves called sketchy behavior from Deshaun Watson was Genuine
yeah.
Touch, the massage company that the Texans contract with. On the silos that are related to Texans employees, it feels that's more like they should have known these things were going on with Deshaun. They should have seen that he's booking rooms at the Houstonian. They
yeah.
should have seen that he was borrowing massage tables. They should have seen that he's requesting non-disclosures and done more discovery on it,
which,
is what that
which,
feels like.
Again, none of that involves Houston Texans employees, per se. And that's where, I'd let lawyers figure out exactly what that means and how much. But it's like it's one less connection. If Deshaun had been doing this to Texans team employees, or massage therapists that work directly for the team or what have you, then that's a lot more. The Texans have I would assume as a layperson, the Texans have a higher standard or a higher expectation for monitoring their employees if Deshaun was allegedly doing this to employees.
Yeah. So 713-572-4610. Texts rolling in here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez also rolling in. We'll get to him in just a minute. Yeah, the first four games for the Browns, at Carolina, home for the Jets, home for the Steelers, at Atlanta, they'll be favored with Jacoby Brissett in all four of those games as their quarterback.
Yeah.
The two road games are Carolina and Atlanta, two of the worst teams in football, and the two home games are the Jets and the Steelers, two of the worst teams in football.
Are you – oh, okay. Now, they haven't proven that they're one of the worst teams in the football.
As
yet,
of right
the
now,
Steelers.
They're forecasted to be
– do you like Trubisky better than you like beaten up and beaten down Ben Roethlisberger?
Probably about, I like him better, you know,
yeah.
but they're in the same level of quarterback for me.
They, unlike Chicago, I think they will be using his athleticism to an extreme degree,
mm-hmm.
and that'll still be in the early part of the season where whatever Trubisky's flaws are within this Matt Canada offense, teams won't quite know yet. So if I had to handicap that. And is it in Pittsburgh or is it in Cleveland?
It's in Cleveland, yeah.
It's in Cleveland? I'm going to say Pittsburgh by one. That's my prediction on the the game. Can you write that down? Fact check me on it.
Don't worry. So you're saying if it's Brissett versus fill-in name of Steeler quarterback, the Steelers...
Versus Trubisky.
Versus
if
Trubisky.
If Pickett's playing, then it's a whole different deal. But
gotcha.
If it's Trubisky, I would say Steelers favored by one.
Okay. I think the Browns will be favored, which means maybe we need to bet on the game. But I will make a note. John Lopez is here.
Hello.
Foaming at the mouth to get on the air. What's going on, dude? How are you?
I don't know if I'm foming. I'm very excited. I get very excited about this.
I poked my head in on you in your studio over there, and you seemed very excited.
We're living large in this business.
Absolutely.
Every day is a good day.
No doubt.
I was going to say you were fermented, but
yeah, well,
yeah.
That might be more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It might be more accurate.
Yep.
More days than not.
Yeah. So what's happening? Did you guys sink your teeth into this old lawsuit yesterday?
We did.
Yeah, it happened right as you were
as you well
popping.
Know. I was very interested in the Andrew Brandt tweet today.
Yeah, we just read that. You're talking about the one where it lays out what the strategy might be for the NFL?
I don't think
so. For Watson, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandt says that the Deshaun's counsel might focus on the team's acquiescence the Texans' acquiescence into his behavior, which seemed weird to me, John, because that almost sounds like Deshaun would be planning on saying, yeah, I did it, but the teams are to blame too. It doesn't make sense to me. What
That's
am I missing?
Exactly what he's going to do. And I think
so. Finally, he's done these things now, where he goes from "I did nothing wrong" to "I did stuff wrong, but it's their fault."
Well, I don't know how much they're going to say he did wrong, but like whatever he did, the Texans were, here's that word, Sean, enabling him knowingly or unknowingly. And I think what their strategy is, Seth, and this is just me, my opinion, is they're going to say, hey, look, Robert Kraft did something at a massage parlor. And he's the owner of an NFL team, and you didn't, you didn't suspend him. So the Texans were, obviously aware of this. By extension, Deshaun Watson should not get as long of an extension, because there's another, kind of apples to pears, not exactly apples to apples.
Okay.
I wonder. Yeah, I guess that's where I wonder if that's part of the strategy, but like only in that. Because the way, if that's the only nugget you're hearing, it also almost makes it sound like Deshaun's just going to concede any of the accusations against him and then just try to say, but the punishment should only be minimal because of this or that. I wonder if that little nugget that we got is more along the lines of like, if it gets to the sentencing part or however these, because we don't really know how these hearings go. Maybe they have the initial part, and then depending on how quote-unquote sentencing goes, they make that argument then.
Yeah.
We have no idea how any of this goes. It's new process.
It is going on as we speak.
It's a brand new process. The amazing thing to me, now that I think about it, is this new process was agreed to with the new CBA. The new CBA was signed back, remember, like the day before we all had to start doing shows from home for COVID?
Yeah.
So like middle of March in 2020, it's fairly incredible that in the NFL we've made it to late June of 2022 before they've had to use it at all.
Remember, I would say
off seasons where we'd get an arrest like every 3 days.
Yeah,
there's and that's been a trend for a long time now, and it started before COVID, but I would say COVID probably enhanced that effect. More people just at home. I do think that perhaps a shift in recreational substances of choice maybe has occurred also over the last 10 years or so, to where maybe one that makes you more prone to just eating burritos and watching funny movies or playing video games, as opposed to one that makes you feel like you can fight the entire world and win. Alcohol versus marijuana, there might be a little something to that. I think the advent of smartphones and social media, and the fact that now basically you have as a professional athlete, 200 surveillance cameras on you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
All these things have basically made it a less crime-filled offseason for NFL players.
Roger Goodell's like, no, and then me. That's what Roger Goodell's saying. And then
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then me.
This all happened. This trend happened well after Roger Goodell tried to start.
Yep.
Roger Goodell created more discipline issues than there were before. Tagliabue was kind of like, what are you going to do? Boys will be boys. Let's go.
Which is why Goodell got the
boys
job.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah. Landry's here. Speaking of boys will be boys, Landry is here. What's up, fellas?
What's
up, man? How you doing,
man?
How are you?
Very good. Trial day.
Yeah. It's disciplinary hearing palooza.
Day.
Yes, absolutely.
In the loop draft day.
In the loop draft day. Mm-hmm. What?
Five in the next five. So we're each going to pick five guys in order 1 to 15 for the next 5 years. Stock in guys for the next 5 years.
Of Houston athletes.
Houston athletes.
Okay.
That's an interesting one for Verlander.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because there's a lot of moving parts. You got to hope that if he opts out, which he probably will after 41 more innings for next year, that they got to sign him, and then he's got to probably pitch till he's, 43 to make the pick make sense?
They sign him. I feel good about him giving you good stuff for the next 5 years.
He's going to be 40 in February.
Altuve as well.
Altuve.
This will be a tough one for you guys, because you guys are – I saw the power ranking of entities who love Justin Verlander, and you guys tied at the top with Kate Upton. so – I think this will be a real test for you guys. I hope you fare all right.
I can't wait. Landry told me about this topic, so I put my big board together and sent it to him. He didn't give me a seal of approval on it though necessarily.
No, I like it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, similar to yours. Okay, good. All right. All right, so you got the draft, and what else you got going on?
We got John McClain coming in.
Oh,
we'll see what's going on with the general.
Okay.
Who knows? You never know. Probably more of the same.
Some leg hiking, yeah.
He probably misses OTAs or, you know, training camps.
Press
so we'll
conferences. Yeah.
You know what we should – we should do this during training camp is find things. Oh, John will be out there. Never mind. I was going to say we could find things that John normally would have been irked about.
Yeah.
But he'll be out
there.
Oh,
he'll be giving his own
takes on it.
Yep, he'll be irked. Yeah. Plenty, yep. All right, good. So a little McClain, a little draft action, keeping an eye on the disciplinary hearing, and all the accoutrements that go within the
loop. Of course.
Indeed. All right, that's John Lopez. That's Landry Locker. We are done. We are out of time. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies and a feared defense counsel sometime in your future.
Thank
you.
I think. Oh, yes. I hope not. God, I hate courtrooms. I get anxiety.
No, you've got a good guy. Yeah.
Sammy. My son, first-year law student.
Your ponytail lawyer.
All right, we're done. 6 a.m., we're back tomorrow. In the Loop next. Have a great day, everybody.
I had to buy you a pair of underwear at Kmart because you pooped your pants after Presley blew that lead.
That's never happening
blew
again.
Blew that save.
I'm never pooping again on the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.